Did you ever think that the latter half of your life would require this much ibuprofen? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Red flag laws are on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of our Constitution, the wrong side of liberty, and on the wrong side of the laws of God. You know as well as I do that when the rights of one American are abridged, the rights of all Americans are abridged. This is not yet a communist nation where the rights of the state or even the rights of a majority of citizens supersede the rights of the individual. Furthermore, it is a fallacy to suggest that a mental health diagnosis by itself indicates that someone is automatically a threat to himself or others. Dr. Ann Bukacek, a highly respected medical doctor in the community in which I live, recently wrote, quote, "Mental health diagnosis given by physician or other mental health care workers do not predict firearm violence. As a physician for over 30 years who has treated many patients with mental health diagnosis and some autistic spectrum patients, I have not had one of those patients commit an act of gun violence. I did have a patient who bludgeoned a man to death with a blunt object, and that patient carried no mental health diagnosis. Psychopaths with no conscience, especially the more intelligent ones, usually escape detection and/or a particular diagnosis." Close quote.
Well, yes, he is exactly right. I love it. That's Chuck Baldwin.
Yeah, well, I think it's shameful the way he's spitting out the truth.
Seriously. Oh, we need a lot more of that, a lot more truth. I loved what he said, and I loved what he said about the mentally ill, and the doctor that said, you know, the one patient that did perform the act of violence that I had wasn't mentally ill at all.
That's right.
And usually too smart, psychopaths are usually too smart and evade a mental health diagnosis. That's very
usually,
true.
That's
very
the
true.
Case.
And then also, I was kind of looking at some of those numbers, you know. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. I have Uncle Milty with me today, and Chris Ann Hall will be joining us, too. I was looking at the numbers, and only 5% of the crimes are committed by the mentally ill. Yet the red flag laws are all about the mentally about
the mental.
It reminds, you know, I always hate to go back to the, it reminds me of Nazi Germany. But it does, because they wanted to separate the mentally ill. They wanted to always make a case for the mentally ill. That way everybody else was on board with it. Everybody else was okay,
right,
as long as it was going on with the mentally ill and helping them, you know, helping, quote unquote, the mentally ill.
And they didn't just want to, they did it.
Yeah.
The big issue, they started at first sterilizing the mentally ill,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so that they couldn't reproduce.
Yeah.
Everybody was in favor of that. Who wants a bunch of mentally
right.
ill people reproducing?
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, and then performing a lot of guinea pigish
uh-huh.
kind of
experiments
on
yeah.
them, and it's interesting when you go back into history. We'll have to do a show and really go back and analyze all the little different tactics. We've done it before, but it would be, I have some things in mind I'd like to hit, because the mentally ill, it is interesting how the focus is on that. If you can just kind of separate a segment of society and then tell everybody that it's for the best interest, people believe it. It's insane to me. People believe it, and they don't fight. You know, what did Chuck Baldwin say? You know, anytime you harm one, you harm everyone.
That's
so
right.
So we always have to stand up for the truth. Even if you think that you would not be involved in this red flag thing, oh, I never would a neighbor call on me, and I'm perfectly normal and everything's fine. You guys, this is just a few people. No, it's not. No, it's not. And you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because in this case, what it does is it has its tentacles to go deeper and farther and mm-hmm. affect all of us. And also, we shouldn't want it to affect somebody, because it violates due process. I mean, I can't even imagine being okay with a red flag law. Yet our lawmakers down here, a lot of them are.
Well, the lawmakers, I can understand. They get paid big money.
There is a lot of
but it's the people that go along with it that I don't understand.
Right.
I mean, I honestly believe that if I could put 50 liberals in a room and spend about 4 hours showing them the truth, I could change their mind.
Yeah.
But it's getting them into that room. They don't. They won't go.
Right.
It's impossible almost.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, ridiculous. So a couple of things. Joel Skousen's on the show tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Joel Skousen and then Alex Newman as well. So it'll
be a
fun show. Cammie Buller's going to join me for the first hour. We'll talk a little bit on human trafficking, and then we'll go into Alex and then Joel, end up the show with Joel. And he's been on the show a couple of times, and he always has a great take on what's coming, what he thinks is coming. And he's a really wonderful analyst in that way. I love it. Also, let's see here. Oh, an update on Eddie Gallagher. So I had his wife, Andrea, on, and Trump stepped in on that one.
Yep.
And he is put into a facility that actually affords him time with his family while they're fighting through this. And I can't even tell you how diabolical it is on what their family has gone through. This guy is a decorated, I mean, won every award in the book. He was accused after, 18 years of killing an ISIS guy that was already dying.
An enemy soldier.
An enemy, already dying, but he went and stabbed him viciously, and they stuck him in the brig. And they have been fighting and fighting and fighting. And I had her on the show, and it was just heart-wrenching to hear her and her kids and what they've been through.
Just the fact that the president has made it very well known now that he's watching is going to change the outcome of that, I think.
Yeah, and he really is. He's really trying. In fact, let me tell you what she said, because this is very, very telling. She said it's been a whirlwind, and she said after 8 combat deployments over the past 15 years, we cherish every waking moment we have together. This is why we're so incredibly grateful that President Trump exercised true leadership in granting us time together as we fight the battle of our lives against false charges. She said, sadly, even after an order from our commander-in-chief, Navy bureaucrats are still trying to pry our family apart and threaten to throw Eddie back in the brig. They want him in the brig so bad. Why? And she said Eddie has already received multiple threats in the past 72 hours by Commander Rosenblum that they were trying to throw him back in the brig. Why, you ask? See? Well, now they won't respond after being called into question about these threats Norman and Representative Hunter and offices who have continued to advocate for them during this whole asinine situation. She said, we're so thankful for Donald Trump, and we thought that that this would be a chance for our family to have some normalcy. The reality is they will stop at nothing to manipulate his case, even defying an order from the President of the United States. And she said, we know that President Trump, along with our congressmen, will fight this swamp and ensure we have at least a fair fight. I mean, they had to fight just to even get a fair fight. I can't imagine what they've been through. But I just wanted to update you, because that was kind of a heart-wrenching hour with Andrea going through all that.
I can't wait until we get to the point that powerful people in both the government and military understand who the president is.
Yeah.
They seem to have forgotten.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe bought into the media propaganda a little bit, and then treat it like that a little bit. So, so it was nice. It was nice to see him step in with the Hammonds. It was nice to see him step in the situation. There's a few more on my list. I'd love to get his eyeballs towards. And there's just some sad cases out there. And you know, it reminded me of what the Bundys went through. It reminded me of what LaVoy and all of these people were looking at, is this bureaucracy sitting on top and wanting to do this to people. And just at all costs, just making sure that they could tear apart families.
And what nobody ever seems to get is that what these cases are just the ultimate form of bullying.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's no different than bullying in elementary school. It's just a larger scale.
Yeah, I agree. I so agree with that. So hats off to Andrea and Eddie Gallagher, and hopefully they can at least get some family time. He was in solitude for solitary.
solitary confinement for quite a while.
Solitary. I'm so sorry. My brain, I got little sleep. Solitary confinement. And so it was rough on everybody involved. It has been. And they're going to have, they still have a huge fight ahead of them. There were two articles I wanted to tell you about. And it was so funny because remember the other day we were talking about this and I opened up Deseret News and all of a sudden it's pushing Romney out there for president, right? So I opened the front page today. This is the top headline. I can't make this up. Mitt Romney's last chance. Why the 2012 presidential candidate and current Utah senator went to Washington, D.C. to take on President Trump and his battle against time. Okay. Then, to the right, was this gem. Where did it go? Oh, I think I just...
How Utah Senator Mitt Romney plans to hold China's feet to the fire.
Yeah, I know. Right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Senator from Utah, you know, they're really big on the Chinese issue.
And the other one, I think I X'd out of it. The other one was I have to find it just because it's such a gem. It was in the editorial section, and so it was just to the right of this Mitt Romney's last chance, and him looking very eager and just kind of like, oh, what am I going to do? And then you go over to the right, and it says basically.
The Utah IC wants Bernie.
No, it's this one. It's not president, but Mitt Romney seems satisfied settling in as senator.
Oh, my.
It's not president. So they are pushing you to think, gosh, he should be president. That way you always are seeing Mitt Romney in the same line as president. It's like, oh, he didn't get president, but he should have. He should have, and he needs to be there. I guess he'll be okay, Senator, but man, he'd be a good president. I was just cracking up at this. I thought, is anyone else noticing this? I told Milty when we came in, I said, well, it has begun officially. I mean, we're going to get the constant, chatter of this daily, every other day. I'm not quite sure yet, but it's definitely begun. And he's really testing the waters to see if he can jump ship and go for it. And I sure hope he doesn't, because I can't even imagine. And there was an article. Let's come back and we'll talk
about
that.
The other letter, yeah.
The other letter to
that
the
was
editor.
A good letter.
The Utah IC sees Bernie. The Utah UC. Are you standing on the state line looking at Nevada, or maybe you ought to turn around? Look at Utah. I don't know too many people that are okay with Bernie, but you know, maybe I'm underestimating what's out there, but I can't even imagine. Be right back, and I'll take your calls. I know phones are lighting up. Sorry about that. We're going to a break. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Love it.
Hey, welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and we'll take your calls. Isn't that great? 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Chris Ann Hall will be joining us in just a bit, and I'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kay, I just want to ask your listeners if, you know, about Romney, we need to hold his feet to the fire, too, but wondering if anybody knows where we can get some signs that say MEGA, that says MEGA on it. It'd be great if we could take some signs in there showing Romney that we do support President Trump after all.
Yeah.
Maybe even some signs that say we don't support Sharia law, because he seems to... not say anything when it's important, but knock President Trump all the time. So if there's anybody knows where we can get signs that say Mega on. It'd be nice to have those tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Or tomorrow night. I think it's tomorrow night. Yes. Thank
yeah, tomorrow
you.
Night. You're right.
Yeah.
Friday, you're right.
Appreciate
it is Friday night. Not Friday night. There's some
okay.
signs that say Mega on it.
Perfect.
And
thank
they
you.
They ought to get his goat.
Thanks.
So, anyway, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Those might not be too difficult to make.
Maybe not.
Little poster board and four letters.
There you go. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can I ask a Gracian question that I keep screaming at the television or
uh-huh.
the radio?
Okay.
And I don't know the answer. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Okay, so why do we have to release them into the interior? And second part, I'm so boggled by why can't we round up all the visa overstayers? Or
mm-hmm.
there's got to be something that can be done
right.
besides sitting on our hands. I don't understand what's happening. What? Why?
Yeah. Well, when people profit off it not happening, that's exactly why it's not happening. So they'll do everything they can. When I talked about the numbers, the Pentagon releasing $1 billion and it's only going to buy 57 miles of wall, there's a reason for
right.
that. It should buy almost 500, right, miles, but it's not even close. And they're going to do it at a snail's pace. They're going to do every tactic in the book so that you think that there's some big reason it's not getting built, even though it's just there is no reason. It's just not getting built. It's not happening. They're not putting people back over the border. And we have a serious problem because we keep electing people that say they're going, you know, they're against this and they want something to happen. And it's all in name. It's all in name only. So when they get in, they actually are behind the scenes or thwarting the whole process. And we've seen it over and over again.
So right now, who is it that I know we have Rhino Republicans,
mm-hmm.
I get it. We have them. Why can't President Trump say, okay, executive order, they're not being released into the interior because we don't know who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an option?
Or well,
who's thwarting him? Is he part mm-hmm. of it, I'm wondering, I guess?
A lot of, well, there are people that think so. There are people that think that it's kind of like a big charade and it looks like it's going to get done and people are pounding the pulpit, but it's just not. And so, of course, you've got people that think that he's either in on it or that he's the only one fighting and everybody else is thwarting him, even though on camera they're saying that they want it. It is. It's really hard to know. And that's the tough part of your question.
Yeah.
It is. It's really hard. It's hard to understand the circus.
So infuriating.
I know. It really is. It really. And the media downplays. Washington Post downplayed the amount of crime with the illegal immigrants. Totally downplayed it. And then, of course, the cases where the crime is obvious, they downplay that on national news. So you're only going to hear on that on little local stories of the border town that it's happening in, but never nationally. So it is. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you can look at every time they show a caravan on, say, CNN,
mm-hmm.
which I rarely watch, but sometimes they're saying, oh, these women and children, and I'm like, I see two. It's all men.
It is all men. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. And you're not seeing things. Go ahead, Uncle Milty.
One of the issues with this is that it depends on what our agreement is with the country they're from.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just take them and drop them off. We actually have to get, by our treaties,
mm-hmm.
we have to get permission from the country to deport them back to that country.
Yeah. Somebody was even asking me about a tax. Going out tax on the money that they're sending down to Mexico. There's lots of things that we don't do, and nobody knows the reason that we don't do them.
Manpower.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm with your frustration.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I know. I wish I had better answers.
Thank you for taking the call.
You betcha. Thank you so much. I wish there were better answers. It's just that you can see over the course of these decades that this is impossible to actually get done. It's not impossible, but this is where the states have to step in. It's the only solution.
See, but part of the problem is the way the media reports it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a different set of rules for if there are minor children
mm-hmm.
than if it's just a single male.
Sure.
That's why they're coming across with kids that aren't even theirs, you know.
Yeah.
So because
yeah.
that they're not allowed to keep them in a facility if there's minors for
mm-hmm.
over 30 days,
yeah,
they have to let them go, and they can't just kick them out back
right.
into Mexico.
Right.
And then for single men, they can keep them.
Yeah.
But they don't have enough room to keep them all.
Well, I mean, it's tough because what came out today was they're calling it the art of the deal, but Trump conceded to a year instead of a week, you know, and we push him back, you know, that we're done. It's now a year's time. And I was disappointed to see that. I don't like going backwards. And this is just case in point again. It's just case in point again that who do you have more control over, federally or locally? You have more control locally and within your state. So if you can hold feet to the fire within your state to build their section of the wall, however they want to do that, I don't care if it's a GoFundMe account, whatever it is. People are so desperate, they actually would give money to that. I know they would. And you'd have a lot of Americans ponying that up because they just did on a federal one. And it wasn't federal. I just mean nationwide, I should have said. So if we could do that state by state on the border, you'd have it. And you wouldn't have to put up with the nonsense, Mickey Mouse, you know, tactics that they're using as far as, you know, making it last forever and never really doing much and playing all the games. So.
Yep.
I know it's so frustrating. It just is. And I believe me, I'm with you. And what do we do? 888-673-1450. I really don't know of a better answer than that. If you have one, please, by all means, let me know. Somebody was asking me over email, you know, why do we not tax that money going out and coming back in? Why are we not doing that? We totally could. And I guess there's a lot of reasons in the background as to why we just don't ever do much on this issue. Mm-hmm. And I wish it were different. And we keep putting the same turkeys back in there that actually go around and campaign on it.
And it would be nice.
Yeah. And if you've noticed, the liberals have to campaign on it, too. And they actually have to talk about putting walls up because most of their constituency, this is why in the past, they've always done that. That's why Hillary voted for the wall in 2006 and Schumer and all these people, because the majority of America wants it. And like I said the other day, to those who say it's imaginary lines, to those who have such a big issue with it, what would it hurt? Honestly, I'm asking, what would it hurt? I really don't know what it would hurt to have a wall there. I mean, I maybe in theory they don't want it because of what they say it represents. But honestly, I can't think of a reason as to why that would hurt. The only argument you could come up with, well, it can keep you in if it can keep them out. Well, you know what? We're already in. I have to go through TSA. I have to actually mail myself to another country. We're already in. So that whole argument,
Yeah, but the president has said several times in the last couple of weeks, until Congress changes mm-hmm. the law, we're pretty limited on what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's law. It's legislation. It's not somebody's mm-hmm. executive order. It's yeah. legislation. And until Congress changes that legislation,
right.
there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody just texted me and said, why do I mail myself? Because when you get a passport, that's what you're doing. You're mailing yourself to another country. I don't know if you know that. It goes across the seas, and those all have agreements. And so that's why you have to have a passport. It's why you can't just jump on a plane and go. oh, boy. Let me tell you. You might want to hold Mitt Romney's feet to the fire tomorrow night and ask him why.
Yeah.
That would be,
he won't be able to answer you, but can try.
They really don't. They skirt around it and they tell you some feel good sayings and they say, you know, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. But no, they're not really doing much. So I don't know what the next step is. I don't know what's going to happen next with us, but it just seems to me that it just the games keep ensuing, and who's playing them? That's a tough one. I think that's the hardest thing to answer on this one. I really do. I've looked into it. I've really tried to research this, and there's a lot of people that take a paycheck. They take a paycheck, and a lot of the people giving out those paychecks, as far as in government, are the ones that are profiting the most off arms trafficking.
Yep.
Drugs, and so you could follow the line there pretty easily. But if I had to name names, I mean, I don't know who really is stopping it.
Well, if we don't do something, eventually it's going to get to the point where they're going to tell us you have to take a family into your home.
Yeah, or let them tent on your your front lawn or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting there. So, oh boy, let's hope, huh? I know that there have been some ingenious ideas on labor. There's been some great ways that I think we could go about it. Really, really great things people are coming up with. So we just we just have to keep trying.
Keep plugging away.
Yep, and talking about our sincere fatigue on this issue. I can't believe it's 2019 and we still can't get even hardly parts of it even up. It's ridiculous.
You know, the president can't just wave a magic wand and make it happen.
No, no, he can't.
I think a lot of people think he has the power to do that.
Well, that's why I say get away from that thought.
Yeah.
Get away from that completely and go to your state and see if they'll do it. The problem with the states is they're beholden to the feds through their paychecks.
Money.
And their strings, and that's why. But if you held feet to the fire, the states really do have the power to do that. They really do.
Yep.
So there is a way. It's just getting them to understand their role.
But look at what the states have done in the last decade.
What's that?
Most of them give illegals driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
They make it easy for them to get benefits within the state.
Yeah, they can vote.
So they're doing just the opposite of what they should be doing to stop illegal immigration.
Yeah, you're right.
If they couldn't get a driver's license and they couldn't get a job, then they couldn't come here.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Exactly. It's like the parent with the kid on the couch that never leaves.
Right.
They just keep giving them the couch. They just keep paying for the utilities and the car insurance, and the kid's never going to go.
Give him his phone.
Yeah. Kid's never going to go. So it's a great life lesson and a great lesson, and we need to stick to our guns on that one, because I do think it would help. It's not going to solve it, but it would certainly help right now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. I want to share with you two articles back-to-back that were kind of interesting, because we're getting a lot of this propaganda stuff. I want to share that with you when we come back, too.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Not a throwback.
Yep.
Reminds me of the 80s. That was the 80s, yeah. Like mid-80s? Anyway, I can't remember. It's been a long time. So, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you are tuned in today. We have a lot going on today with Chris Ann Hall coming on and all kinds of topics that are so interesting. What's going on with Obamacare today? What's going on with all kinds of things? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon,
Hi
Kate.
Hi there.
I don't know if you've talked about this yet, but yet again, San Fran's grand man and her hypocrisy rings out loud and clear.
Okay.
Earlier today, she was quoting law in reference to releasing the Mueller investigation report.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very adamant in this law about such and such and such and such shall release. Shall, not may.
Yeah.
Shall. Very adamant about that word shall.
Of course.
But when it comes to the Second Amendment in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, shall not. Not quite so adamant about those, is she?
Yeah. Oh, you're right on. Yep, I agree. And by the way, the whole Mueller thing, it's actually, now polls are polls, you know that, but they actually did a poll and more liberals are starting to believe that the Clintons colluded because of the Mueller thing. So maybe, hey, maybe there's an upside. You know, people are waking up a little. I don't know.
Well,
you never know.
Apparently there's a lot out there and possibly in this report. But there's a bunch of evidence that has come out that shows the blatant collusion with Russia, not only with Hillary, but with good old Bill himself.
Oh, yeah. They've been making money for years. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
But, hey, you know, I've been talking about the hypocrisy for, 15 years or more now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of sound like a broken record.
I know.
Boy, it's sure fun to point it out.
Yeah. I call myself the Grim Reaper of light banter. Because I can't not say anything. It just drives me crazy. I mean, I really do try and hold it in a little bit, you know.
Do you?
In social settings. What do you mean, do I? Yeah,
well,
I do.
Don't.
You don't? I do in social settings. But let me tell you, it's hard. It's really hard. It's hard for me. I have to like sit on my hands. Like I have to actually tell myself, no, I can't. I in social settings, like parties and things. But thank you for
so
that.
So it sounds like the inside of your lip is like mine. It's got lots of scars from biting
yes.
it.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, thank you. I really appreciate the call.
All
yeah,
right.
You're exactly right. We'll take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know if you heard on another station what has happened to Washington, the state of Washington, with the overload of homeless people.
We talked about it the other day. Seattle's dying.
Well,
yeah.
This morning, there's quite a deal about it because mm-hmm. there was a gentleman that went online for one solid hour and gave all the reports of crime. It's worse than Los Angeles and New York and how many there are, and everyone's turning their head. And they're ready to cut this man's throat now, but they have said it's all true.
Yeah.
So they say they're going to start migrating. Guess where they're going to come to?
Let me take a stab at it.
Let's take a stab at it because another fellow said the only way we can solve the problem is everyone leave the states that are run by Democrats. I'm going, please don't do that.
Well, thank you. I love the call. That's funny. Yeah, we just did a show on you just talked about that the other day. Seattle
well, somebody
time.
Did a, mm-hmm. a, there was a video, was a,
yeah.
Seattle is...
Right.
Falling or collapsing or
yeah.
something.
This was let me share with you two headlines. I'm only going to share the headlines and then let's talk about this opinion piece because this was so funny to me. So there were two headlines and they were back to back and I thought it was so funny because they were back to back to tell you the truth. In Chicago, they voted in droves for socialists. I mean, came out of the woodwork to vote socialists in. Unless it's voter fraud. That was the headline, okay? And so socialists surged to victories in Chicago City Council. Then the next article right next to it was Finland's basic income experiment shows people are far happier, far happier, really content, and more secure with their socialism. So I all wrapped up in that fuzzy blanket of socialism. They would be happier because in the beginning, you know, it works really well. People get money. Weren't you saying that when you came in? It was
of
like,
of course,
hey.
The recipients are always happy.
It's the payers. Uncle Milty walked in and I just couldn't stop laughing.
Well, and because that's what the article doesn't say Finland's people. It says Finland's basic income experiment shows the recipients are happier. Well, if somebody was giving me $1,000 a month, I'd be a little happier.
I'd be happy. So, they never talk about the whole of the people being affected.
Yeah, the problem is I'm on the paying side, not the recipient side.
Exactly. So there was an article, and it said the Utah IC wants Bernie. And I was thinking, you've got to be kidding. Are you sure you're in the right state? Okay, so... Bernie Sanders is going to win Utah. Not just the primary. No. I mean general election against Trump. And I was just laughing at this premise, but this was the point he was trying to make. It said, it may be controversial to believe such a thing, but I would present the reason Bernie was chosen over Clinton in Utah would be the same reasons he was chosen over Trump. Okay, Bernie never beat Trump. Not that I knew of. And then it said the Utah IC wants sick people to have medical care. You know what? Maybe we should call them. Did you know sick people can have medical care if they pay for it? They really can. You really can. So
they can have it if
solved.
They don't pay for it.
Exactly. Problem solved. We got it. The Utah IC wants to know they're leaving a stronger and more agile economy for their family, so the lives of their children and grandchildren will become better than their own.
I think that's called hyperbole.
And I'm pretty sure you can attain that.
Yeah.
Am I wrong here?
That's a matter of how hard you work.
Exactly. I mean, you're going to have to work.
Not how far you hold out your hand.
But you can leave your children and grandchildren something if you'd like to. So I think it's more like a choice. Anyway, the Utah IC doesn't pay off mistresses while the wife's at home with the newborn.
spend a day in the 5th District Court.
So the Utah IC, I mean, I didn't know that was the biggest fish to fry that we were solving in America. All those mothers of newborns. But anyways, okay. And then our country's in never-ending wars. Okay, that I will agree with. Okay. But ever-growing debt and corruption. Most citizens can't afford an emergency over 500. Yeah, that's true. Wages are stagnant. Well, they're not stagnant. I mean, the opportunities are out there right now. The opportunities are actually
higher-paying jobs.
Good. Yeah.
If people move to higher-paying jobs, their wages go up.
Yeah, yeah. And the student medical debt crippled an entire generation. Did you know the entire generation that has medical debt and student debt chose it? I don't know. I mean, it's just me. But I was thinking, wow, I'm pretty sure they signed on the line. I mean, nobody made them go to college.
Well, I went on a job interview once, and it was to hold a gun to the heads of the kids while they signed the loan papers.
Gosh, that must have been hard.
Yeah, so you don't remember that.
Well, yeah. Their entire generation just crippled with all their forced debt. Yeah, okay.
If this was the Utah IC, I'd head to the Braille Institute and get some help.
Oh, my gosh. And so we're expected to deal with the wars left by the baby boomers. Let me clue you in. The baby boomers, that wasn't who did the wars. We have some people in government that chose those wars.
Right.
The generation of baby boomers out there working and basically paying into Social Security and doing all that really wasn't the reason. And then at the end, it said, maybe you don't agree with Bernie's solutions. I didn't even hear any solutions.
Not a one.
There wasn't anything there.
Well, unless you think that free education is a solution.
Well, you know, we solved it in like 2 seconds, just reading it. Look at us. Look at us go, Milty. We just solved the problem. We don't even need Bernie.
Yep.
So work if you want to leave something to your kids. And if you get sick, go pay a doctor and get better. And what was the other one? And if you don't want to have large loans, my advice would be to like not go and take out a loan. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm not saddled with medical debt because I didn't choose to be a doctor. So, you know, there's that.
But I do remember when these kids come in that are going to school, and they spend money, they always complain that they got that money from a student loan
that
they're spending.
When they were made to.
Yeah.
Because they were super excited to go and then live off of it so they didn't have to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Pocketed.
That way they didn't have to work. That's exactly what they say.
Exactly, yeah.
I can get a student loan and not have to work.
Yep. Yep.
I worked in a bakery all night and took a full load of classes during the day I went to college.
You know,
but
that's how the baby boomers did it, and that's how the people out there normally did it, and that's why they weren't crippled in debt and wanting everybody else to pay for it. But I always find the student loan thing so funny, because guess what? You don't have to. There are so many opportunities out there. I was watching this show on the Amish this week, and he said, you know, we do things a little different. You guys go to school and you pay money to have somebody tell you what to do. And he said, and we don't do that. He goes, it was so funny because he was so cute about it. He goes, we don't do that. We actually hire the kids and they work in it. So they're doing it. And then we pay them. And then after a couple of years, they're pretty good at it. And then they actually can make more money. And that's how we Amish do it. I thought, wow, this is rocket science, you know.
Yep.
That is exactly something that we can do. And I've really encouraged my kids. I know a lot of you out there have too. Do you know what the most in-demand job is in the trades right now?
Plumbers.
No. It is a elevator technician, repairman, and installer.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because I think it starts out at like 85,000, something like that. So, and if you're living in a city with a lot of buildings, there's a lot of buildings that have elevators. And there are, so it's kind of like when you look at the youth and they go, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a police. There is no costume for elevator technician. So it's not like our kids grow up and would even think of that as a viable opportunity, but wow, they're in need.
In Chicago, in New York, and in Los Angeles, if their elevators aren't working, they're out of business.
Exactly. These guys are in demand. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I heard something funny the other day.
What's that?
With plumbers and people, electricians and stuff, and HVAC people.
Uh-huh.
Some guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma the other day, he said, when you go to somebody's home or you need to service somebody's house, doctors and lawyers are appreciative and nice. He says, but real estate agents are horrible.
Really?
Everything has to be done yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
He said, they are his least, even if it's their own home, everything, you know, why aren't you here right now and everything is, they're very aggressive and demanding.
Oh, how funny.
And he said, now that he owns the company, he's happy to send technicians out to these people. He doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
Thank you for that. That's hilarious. Thank you. I love that. We have one more caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Whoops, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there. Go ahead.
Elevator technician, high school diploma or equivalent to begin apprenticeship.
Yep.
No licensing required except in a few states. 5-year apprenticeship. Physical strength and stamina. Mm-hmm. Mean annual salary in 2015 was $77,000
a year. Yeah, it's gone up since then. It's gone up. And in 2020, it's supposed to be in six figures to start.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, it's Crazy Corey.
Hi, Crazy Corey. You only have like a minute, darn it, but go for it. I want to hear what you have to say.
That's okay. There's another alternative out there, maybe you've been talking about while I was waiting to get in, but my daughter is going to graduate this fall, and she paid cash as she went.
Nice.
It took her about 5 years to do it because she had to work in the summer and make the money and stuff like that. But now she can move out of state and get a simple job until she can find the job that she wants and be able to pay for
I love it.
Whatever needs are, because you won't have any debt.
You know, I love that. And you know what I told my boys? You go learn a trade, and that trade can get you through college. Mm-hmm. If you need college for the profession you choose, then work your way through, but make an actual wage. See, we're thinking alike. See, there's ways to do it, but these snowflakes just scream, I'm saddled with debt, poor me, and nobody made him sign for that. So there are ways. So
we shouldn't have given him the money.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the government did it.
Yeah, right?
Not
I know. Exactly. And I love that your daughter's working her way through because that's exactly what they should do. Good dad on you. Good dad. I love it. Thank you, Crazy Corey. Appreciate it. I mean, that's perfect. That's exactly what they should do. So we just seem to kind of take that whole narrative and live with it and not question it. And Bernie's going to be around promising these stupid paid off student loans. Go ahead.
Before I forget, today is a very important day.
What?
Thursday, April 4th, National Burrito Day.
I'm going to go have a burrito. I'm doing it. Oh, thank goodness for National Burrito Day.
I wonder who started that.
Sorry. Be right back with Chris Sandhall. Hopefully be right back on the Kay Daly Show.